Hello, 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 everybody. How you guys doing? This is good old Grandmaster Russ here, and you're listening to the Anonymous Liberty Media Podcast. Now, this is about the Mueller investigation that's been over with. It's over. But the Democrats don't think it's over yet. Not over yet. It is what it is. It's finished, and the findings about to be sent to the Department of Justice, and the Democrats don't care if it's done or not. They still think that the president colluded on all levels. Kind of wonder what is the deal. Okay, what's the deal? Well, the Democrats are pissed. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, is not happy. Now, she supposedly put the impeachment plan back on the table, and because she's third in line to be president, and that's what her plan was, that to impeach the entire, both Pence and Trump, so she could become president. Now, the Democrats want to put her in the White House so she could bring in Hillary as a vice president, and then for her to resign, and then Hillary become president that way. And I would say it is too little, too late for the Democrats, because they had their chance a long time ago, and they tried everything that they could throw even the kitchen sink, and yet they still failed. Now, the Democrats are going to try to find a way to find something, but to be very, very bluntly honest here, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is nothing left to do. For the Democrats, and if they go for the lethal route, there's a good chance that they could repeat what happened 56 years ago, and that would be pretty sad, because that would be pretty damaging, because whoever involved will be subjected to the fullest strength of the law if anything ever happened to the president. And is there a terrible chance that they might go that route, to remove the president, which is a lot of people do wish his death, because they feel that Hillary should have won. Well, the factor in all of that is Hillary did not run a good campaign. Now, Bill Clinton, he ran a good campaign, because he had people backing him very well. Hillary, her backers were all foreign. And they were foreign donors that were putting in tens of millions of dollars in a campaign to have her win, to see her win, so they could continue the pay-for-play bit. It is pretty much that. You realize there's been threats of impeachment on Obama. There were actually 25 articles of impeachment, but nobody had the balls to follow through. Now, Senator Al Green automatically said, "We're gonna start the articles of impeachment right away." Okay, what are the articles? There is none. They've tried everything from after he won the election. December of that year, they tried to do the recount, and but he still won that recount. And he got inaugurated. Now, even after he won the election, Maxine Waters says when he's going to be impeached right away. Okay, he may now when actually, Mad Maxine, when are you going to proceed to your threats? To be honest, your threats are very vague and empty, like your head. I've always had kind of a question on, okay, she lives in Beverly, okay, Beverly Hills, okay. How can you be representing Los Angeles when you live in Beverly Hills? If there was a good investigation, there would be a good one on her because she's violated campaign shit. And I feel that she has, but nothing's done, But if you really want to look at it like this, okay, the president won the election 2 years ago, okay. They tried the recount. They tried everything, everything that they possibly can, and they thought this Mueller investigation would work. Then they tried and failed. Okay, to try and tried and failed and failed again. Now, the Mueller investigation cleared the president fully, but Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, doesn't think so. She's pissed, and now she wants to throw the impeachment thing back on the table, and she's trying everything in her power to become president, so she could bring in Hillary as a vice president. Well, Hillary don't want to run. She ain't running. People are saying, well, she's running. She's not running. Hillary ain't running. All that she's running for is her life, because you don't hear from her anymore. You hear about her, but you don't hear from her anymore, as much anymore. Because she's, honestly, she's scared to death. And very, very, very scared to death. And so, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what are the odds of Hillary actually going to prison? Because there are people out there right now trying to save her fucking life. Because they know that. They know she knows stuff. And their biggest fear is if she goes down, they all go down like a house of cards. Now, if there was a good chance, and I mean a good chance, I would normally say that, she got what she deserved. She's getting, Hillary is getting what she deserves, and that is prison time. Well, now, they're trying to halt the Jeffrey Epstein investigation because of he owns an island in the Virgin Islands, and he lives there. And now, what are the odds of out of the blue that you hear on the news that Jeffrey Epstein's Orgy Island was raided by the feds? And there was like some sick shit that he did or does on the island. I mean, the Democrats are seriously in shambles right now. And they the night Hillary lost the election, they went into, I mean, they run around like deer's cotton headlights. And it is funny, but also after that, you had these her supporters all of a sudden one out walk down the street, down the road, damaging property, busting windows, anything else, and blocking traffic where one girl got hit by a car. mean, it is what it is. And now you have Trump supporters getting attacked for wearing a MAGA hat. You know, I'll send footage of it happening. And here's the thing, the way I see it, it's property. Okay, I really don't give a shit if you want to prison or not. Okay, I really don't. But if you attack somebody because of the hat or the shirt. There's a good chance your ass could get your ass. There's a good chance you could end up in jail or someone whooping your ass for stealing someone's property. Now, stealing property is a felon, is a felony. Hat or no hat, it's still property. And you damage property, adios, dickhead. But, property is still property. I mean, an 81-year-old elderly man was attacked by a 19-year-old dumb fuck because he wore a Trump hat, a MAGA hat. 81 years old. Okay, 81 years old. He got hurt pretty bad, and the 19-year-old is arrested for assault and battery. And bodily harm. Now, let me ask you guys something. Are you dumb enough to attack an 81-year-old man, an elderly man, for wearing a MAGA hat? Are you that dumb? Would you ever do it? I wouldn't. Because that's someone's grandfather. You know, that's someone's dad. You know, someone's great-grandfather. And he's an old guy. And, whether he's wearing a MAGA hat or not, attacking an elderly man is a wrong thing to do. And really a very wrong thing to do. And if you'd done it, you'd be the one sitting in jail while he's in the hospital nursing his wounds that you caused. So the best bet is, do not harm any elderly people. Especially if they're wearing a MAGA hat or a scarf that says 20 MAGA or anything else like that. I mean, they're elderly people that support the president. I mean, what if that was what if your grandparents supported Trump and wore a hat? Would you attack them? I mean, it's a question. Would you ever attack your grandparents? I bet some of you would. Because you're brainwashed by the media and by these dumbasses on the left and stuff, so think before you act, man. You know, don't be a dumb fuck your whole life, dude. No, because if you attack somebody, I mean, it could be an elderly person or a senior citizen, okay? Because they're wearing a MAGA hat or a shirt that says Trump 2020, here's the thing. Think before you go full retard. And, because stealing property is against the law, and there's a good chance you might get your ass handed to you. So advice from good old Grandmaster Robin: do not tag any senior citizens or the elderly. Okay, if they wear a MAGA hat, big fucking deal. It's their choice to support the guy. If you don't like it, well, if you ain't down with that, I got three words for you. Go fuck yourself. Okay? Remember, don't be an asshole your whole life. The Mueller investigation ended yesterday and was handed over to the DOJ, Department of Justice, and it was a kind of a shocker to some, but the Democrats are not happy. Well, technically, about that, I don't give a shit. Okay, so, what's your thoughts? Alright, email me at agentgrimlock1776@protonmail.com. All right. Tell me your thoughts on the investigation. All right. I am Grandmaster Evan. I'm the founder of the Anonymous Liberty Media. Knowledge is free. And if you ain't down with that, I got three words for you. Go fuck yourself. I'm Revan. I'm out.